Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
But I'm excited for tonight because we are coming off the most powerful women's conference that we've ever done here at C3, the most powerful women's conference I've ever been to personally, ever been a part of, and we don't want it to end. So what we're doing tonight is we've highlighted three women in our church, three cherished ladies, cherished women in our church. And I've asked them if they would come and share for a few minutes each on a takeaway that they got from the Cherish Conference and then to add their own powerful revelation to it. And so, you know, I love our church. This is such the spirit of our pastors, Pastor Jürgen and Leanne. Like my husband said, their most favorite thing to do is to see people shine in their giftings and develop in their giftings. And the most beautiful thing about the conference, in my opinion, was for Pastor Leanne to release the pulpit to all four plus two more of her campus pastors and leaders to preach at a conference that she's created. She birthed it. It was her idea. Her thing, but she doesn't keep it to herself. She lets people rise up and walk into the calling that they have. And so, just like my husband said, that's what we're supposed to do as campus pastors, and that's what we do. And we love to see what other people are walking into and what other people are having revelations on. And we encourage these people and the people that God highlights us, we encourage them to move in the gifts. So some of the women are coming up tonight, and I know one in particular is going to prophesy. She asked me if she could, and I'm like, heck yes. Like, this is C3. Hello. You've got to prophesy. If God told you to prophesy, you've got to do it. Be obedient. But the three women tonight are going to be the beautiful Katie Lanning, who's married to the handsome Randy Lanning. Just love this family so much. Powerful, powerful couple. Watch this space. The next after her is going to be my beautiful friend Megan Unsworth. Just the most beautiful person inside and out. Like, if you have Megan as your friend, you have scored in a really big way. And then last but not least, we're gonna have my amazing Kelsey Holmes. And I say my because she runs our North Campus Kids Church, and I do take a small bit of credit for just the growth and what has been developed in her over the past couple of years, because we do spend a lot of time together. We work together, and she and her husband are just dominating Kids Church for all of our children and for our church. So I could not be more excited. Why don't we stand to our feet and go ahead and welcome up the beautiful Katie Lanning.
I mean, you guys can sit, like, we're not just going to, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay, how's everybody doing tonight? Yeah, we did just get done with the most amazing Cherish. I've had the privilege of going to about four Cherishes that we've had here, and tonight I want to talk about a revelation that I got that the seed of it actually started at my very first conference that I attended. And I'm beginning to watch God come through to not even the completion, but the beginning stages of what that looks like. And so I love that we have a church that champions women, that encourages women, because not every church does that. Growing up, I came from a church where women were to be seen and not heard. except for in the home. You know, we could be in the home and raise our family, but that was pretty much it. And so I love that we are led by incredible pastors that lead the charge and lead by example. And as Pastor Michaela said, they don't just shine the light on themselves, they shine the light on everybody. And this particular conference, as I said, the revelation I got started for me, actually, I want to go ahead, and I hope this is okay, I want to share a little bit of my own personal testimony and what my husband and I have actually seen God do over the last 4 years, 5 years, since we've really, like, plugged in and sunk our roots in here at C3. And the first Cherished conference I attended, my husband and I were actually in ministry at another church, and we brought some women with us. And it was the first time in my life that God began to really awaken a dream within me. The first time I ever got a vision of where I felt like God was leading me, and it was very scary. And at the time, I couldn't wrap my head around it. It almost didn't seem real. And I remember talking with some friends and sharing it with them, and they're like, yeah, that's correct. Like, God is leading you to that. And at the time, as I said, we were in ministry somewhere else, and it looked like the path was clear. Right. Like, he had already set the path out for us. So for me, it was swallow the pill of this is where he's leading you, and here's the path for you. In my naivety at the time, I thought that was the path it was going to be through. And so we spent the next few months, you know, changing some things, moving some things around, and really just setting the stage for where we believed God was leading. And it took a difficult decision for us to decide to then remove ourselves from, I don't have time to go into the details, but we removed ourselves from that and decided we were going to full on just plug ourselves in here, just sink our roots in, allow God to take away some of the old and fill us up with new. And in that process, I had just come off the mountaintop of God giving me this huge dream and this huge vision. And months later, it was like, just kidding, you know? And then I went back to being just a mom. And I love, we have three beautiful boys that I just love and adore. But if any of you in here are a stay-at-home mom, you know, like, it's a tough job. And so I felt like, it was like God gave me this word. I saw it, and I saw the path to it. And then it was almost like Satan wanted me to think he was taking it away. And he was stealing it from me. And some of you in here tonight, you kind of use that to explain your situation. You've been on the mountaintop experience where God's shown you something. He's given you a word. He's given you a vision. But I'm just a mom, or I'm just working here, or I just serve here. And sometimes, if I can say this, the path isn't always clear to get there, but it's not always about the destination, it's about the journey. And I remember having this conversation with my husband, and I broke down in tears because we had stepped out of ministry. I went back to the home front, just doing home, you know, raising my kids. And then it was God opened up these incredible opportunities where I saw my husband's career and his growth just taking off. And here I was still sitting at home. And it was almost like this, if I can just be transparent, it was this wrestle with God of like, how are you developing me? I know where you're calling me to, but how am I being developed? I don't see it. And I remember sitting on the couch having this discussion, and as much as we're a team and a part of it, it felt like I wasn't being developed. I was sitting at home with my kids, and I love that, and I wouldn't trade it for the world, and my husband does an incredible job providing for our family. But it was such a hard pill to swallow. Again, you go from that mountaintop of like, God's given you this word, he's shown you this vision, but here you still sit. And how that all ties in and the journey is, this weekend at conference, I was sitting on the second to last row, and just all the way in the back, couldn't even see the speakers, you know, it was so, which is amazing because that means we had a full room filled with women, incredible. So I'm sitting on the second to last row. The point I'm making there is it doesn't matter where you're sitting, the Holy Spirit's moving throughout, okay? So you don't have to be close to the front. He can still prick you if you're sitting all the way up in the back, okay? So I'm sitting on the second to last row, and it wasn't even during like this fiery sermon. It was during this moment where actually Pastor Leanne was doing a panel with our pastor, Pastor Jurgen, and Pastor Miles McPherson. And Pastor Leanne asked Pastor Miles a question, and she said, what is the, because our theme this year was strength and honor, and she said, what is a display of strength and honor that you've seen a woman portray? And here's where I'm going to tie all this in. And he spoke up and he said, being a mother. So I have been struggling with that. And I'll never forget what he said because this hit so close to home. He said, you're doing what Jesus has called you to do. You're building disciples. And when he said that, like I'm even getting chills right now saying it, it just hit so close to home because some of my time spent at home, I've been thinking, God, well, what are you developing? I'm just here. And some of us in here tonight, you're questioning the just seasons of your life. When God has you placed where you are, because there's some things he needs to pull out of you. There's some things he wants to put inside of you. There's some things in some areas in your life you need growth. There's some things he wants to do in your life that he wants to change. And you'll never get to that vision and that calling if you can't realize that in the just seasons of life, God is trying to purge you, to grow you, to mold you, to make you into something great and incredible. And the verse that I have that I wanted to share tonight, and I've got a minute left, so I'm going to read it. And I want this verse to go from our heads, because we quote it a lot. I want it to go from your head to your heart tonight. And realize it's the verse. It's, be confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So that means in your just moments of life, those just seasons, I'm just doing this. Realize that you can never get to the calling in your life if you cannot focus on where God's placed you right now and the growth he wants to do in your life at this stage. We use this quote sometimes, you know, with the giving talks, and it's if God can get it to you, he can get it through you, right? I kind of want to flip that. If God can get it through you, so in your current stage of phase of life right now, if he can get what he's trying to teach you through to your mind and to your heart, he's going to get you to the other side of it. So he will get you to it. And with that being said, because now I'm like 7 seconds over, the beautiful Megan Unsworth, come on up.
Oh, hello, hello. So beautiful, Katie. And what she just spoke about is a beautiful segue into what I'm going to talk about. And that's going to be vision and your calling. So I'm just going to kick it off with a Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Yeah. And I love this verse so much because God does give us a vision and he gives us a calling on our life. And it was 5 years ago at my very first Cherished conference where I was a hot mess. I had bitterness, unforgiveness, issue after issue after issue, where God gave me the download of my calling. And so I'm going to share a little bit about that. And it was, you are going to set the captives free. You are going to heal the brokenhearted. And I'm like, God, you see me, right? You see that I'm broken. You see that I'm a mess. You see that I'm not where I should be. That is for sure. And you're going to give me this calling? All right. Well, it's in your strength. I'm going to do it because there's no way I can. And I knew that I needed God and his strength for this vision of what he called me to do to come to pass. So at Brave Girl, I got set free. No shame, no guilt, no condemnation, and that I was no longer a product of my past, but that I was stepping into the future that God had for me. But in that moment, before I was set free, it took all of my strength, supernatural strength from the Lord, to go down to the altar, to receive the prayers that I needed, to break off things that were no longer serving me. And my prayer is that if you've never done that, that that happens. Maybe it be tonight. We can put the ministry team down and I will pray for you. And so what was really important about that moment was that I forgave people who have hurt me. I asked for forgiveness from the people that I hurt, because I knew who I hurt, because we no longer had a friendship. We no longer had a connection. There was something that separated me from them. And so if I was like, okay, I don't need to forgive them, I probably should ask for forgiveness. And then I did the most powerful thing. I forgave myself. So I titled my message, because I was an intern and learned what to do when you preach. So I titled this, Rise Up. So in my quiet time with God, he revealed Isaiah 61:1. And this is a prophecy in the Old Testament where they're talking about Jesus, but I believe that this is my life verse. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to opening the prisons to those who are bound. I knew that this was the calling on my life, but I wasn't sure how it was going to play out. As my walk with God grew stronger and sitting under the incredible leadership of C3, and I just want to honor Pastor Jurgen and Leanne for the amazing leaders that they are, and Michaela touched on it, and I want to honor Dr. Matt and Michaela for just seeing the gold in me, because that's what it took, the C3 leadership and God, to pull the gold out, to take the dirt that was on, to wash me clean. And this allowed me to step into that vision. And you know what? We're called to love and be like Jesus. We're even called to do greater works than he. And that is in John 14:11-13. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things. When we answer the call on our life, we're going to hit mountaintops, like Katie said, and we're going to come down into valleys. And it's in that valley, in that testing time, that God is preparing us to step into the calling. Because if we don't go through those valleys, we're not going to be ready for what God has for us. And if we're not ready, he's not going to be able to give us more. So it's in the valley where we're strengthened. We may feel weak, but God is our strength. And we had the theme, strength and honor. So we're just always pressing in to God and allow his peace to come over our life. So Nick and I are actually currently coming out of our valley season. Our entire business got flipped upside down about 2 months ago or a month and a half ago. But because we sit under this house, what we like to call the house of transformation, we know that God works all things together for good. So we cast our weakness onto God, even though we were feeling angry, we were being taken advantage of, betrayal, all those things. They come into your mind because we're human, we're flesh, right? But then what did we do? We turned to our mentors, we turned to God, and we went to battle in prayer. Because the devil is not gonna steal
the vision that God has given us. So as a result, we have clients, we have prospects, we have connections that are only from God. They're allowing us to see what God said was going to happen. So if you're experiencing a valley, I want to encourage you to go to the Bible. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. And this is where I'm going to get into Cherish this year. So I really needed God's comfort at this year's conference. I was going to him and I was asking him, what does it look like to be in the marketplace, but also in ministry? Because God called me to that, and I wasn't sure how that was going to happen. And so what he revealed to me is that I was there to help set his people free. So on Friday morning, well, actually, it would have been Saturday morning, up until 3 a.m., I was up ministering and praying with a friend because she deserved her miracle at that moment. She deserved to be set free. And to be ministering and praying over summer and getting them delivered and to see them one way, one moment, and smiling and full of life the next, I knew at that moment that I had stepped into the calling that God had given me 5 years ago. Our God is a good God. It doesn't end there. So that Saturday, we're out to lunch, and a new friend, I got a text, and it said, girls, I need your help. I need you. I can't go home the same way that I came in. I can't go home to my kids and have this stuff happen again. And I lost my voice, as you can tell. And I was dead tired because I actually did get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and run that 5K on 3 hours of sleep. Because I'm competitive and I just really wanted the necklace, if I'm being truthful. So I suffered for a necklace without sleep. But I was tired. I was so, so tired. I could have said, no, I can't pray for you and hope that somebody else does. But that's not what God called me to do. So I was like, let's do it. Let's go after it. Let's get you set free. And it was, God gave me my voice back and gave me the strength I needed to be there to pray for her. And it is so incredibly beautiful. But my breakthrough actually came at the end of conference when I had another dear friend say to me, thank you for allowing God to interrupt you all throughout conference. Not once did you say no, even though you were tired. You still showed up. You pressed in and others, and you gave selflessly, it was God who gave you the strength. I broke down in tears because it's true. That's when I was like, I really did step into the calling that God gave me. I didn't know I was going to be casting out demons. I didn't know that all that was going to be happening, but in Jesus' name, these people were set free. So I want to encourage you, surround yourself with those who will lift you up. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And I'm going to end on this short story. So my friend that I prayed for Friday, she got set free. She believes she was able to just see that people were carrying burdens as well. She goes home to her almost three-year-old son, who for some time now has been having fits of anger, and there are some things going on in his life, but she really wasn't sure. He's just a little boy. Is he just acting out, you know, making excuses almost for it, his behavior? And she's driving to church. She goes to Central Campus at 10 a.m., and he is losing it. He's just going bonkers. And she's like, I'm going to pray over him. I'm going to pray over him. There's something on him. I'm going to cast it out. The boy has been set free, this three-year-old, because his mom got set free at a conference. He no longer has to live under that generational curse. The curse has been broken over that family, and that is the ripple effect of what God does. He is a good, good God. Oh, so good. Amen. All right, well, I'm 35 seconds over, and I'm going to bring up the prophet we have here. Yeah, who's going to prophesy? Miss Kelsey Holmes.
Yeah. Thank you. So I'm in a season of I need to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and I hope everybody else is in that season as well. But I have to prophesy over a couple people. So my new friend Leanne that I just met after worship, when I was worshiping, God showed me a couple things for you. He showed me that your heart has been really broken along the way, and that he actually was sending his son to almost stitch up your heart back together again, that he sees you and he hears you and he loves you, and that if you just surrender to him, that God's going to make you whole again. So I just wanted you to know that he loves you. There was another couple up here, but I actually don't see them anymore. So I'm hoping they come back so I can send them their word that Holy Spirit was telling me to send them, because I have to be obedient. Otherwise, I'm finding them in the parking lot. But I want to honor somebody, because I don't honor him very much, but it's my husband. And I want to honor you, because when I got home, all of the kids were alive. The dog was alive, and Nate was alive. So I'm so thankful for you, but all jokes aside, I love you. You're an amazing father, and you're an amazing husband, and I wouldn't be where I am without you. So thank you. I know, that's so sweet. But my husband and I, we've been going for the church for about 4 years, and literally, no joke, every time a cherished conference, a cherished night, a cherished event, I would get deathly ill. So about 3 years ago, I signed up for my first cherished conference. Actually, I didn't sign up because I was nervous and insecure, but my husband signed me up for it. And I got so sick to the point where I ended up in the hospital, and I couldn't go to the conference. So a few months later, a cherished event comes up. I end up getting super sick. But I literally sat there and was like, I am not letting this hold me back. I am going to the event. I don't care that I'm sick. I am freaking going. Sorry I said freaking. But I show up to the cherished night, and I get pulled out of the crowd from the guest speaker. She pulled me out and prophesied that I was going to be on staff for the church, and that God was actually going to bring me into the calling that he's always called me to be. And I literally thought, God, you're crazy. I don't even think I was serving on a team at that time. But I'm like, God, you're crazy. But what you don't know is I was in a season where I was never hearing from God, and I was super frustrated about it. Yes. So my husband, on the other hand, would hear from God all the time. He'd be working and going to different appointments. And I remember this one time, we're building our business. He calls me, babe, yes, the craziest thing just happened. And I'm waiting for him to say, I just sold the biggest deal. We're millionaires, and now we can retire. Nope. Never said that. He never said that to me. He said, I was driving. I saw this lady on the intersection who looked like she was on drugs. Holy Spirit told me, turn your car around, park the car, go in the intersection, start praying for her. And I'm like, thinking, you didn't do that, did you? He literally did it. He got out because he was obedient, went out and started praying for this lady. This lady had said she'd been crying out to the Lord for a long time and hadn't heard from him for a long time, and thought that God had actually given up on her. So everything that Nate was praying for her was a confirmation that he loved her and he was listening to her. But he literally would tell me these stories every single week. And I started getting annoyed, like, why don't you just go work? Why are you doing that? But I was actually annoyed, because I'm like, why doesn't God speak to me like that? Why can't I hear from God like that? And I started talking to some people, which, you know, I actually don't get advice from them anymore because this was their answer. They told me, Nate is a pastor's son. He's anointed to hear from God. So that's his calling. Everybody has a different calling. And for me, I did not like that answer. So I'm like, what? No. But for some reason this weekend, God started downloading the season of my life for me. And he told me, Kelsey, I was always speaking to you, but you weren't actually listening to me. So I guess the truth is I wasn't ready to lay down my life and myself to listen to what God was telling me and where he was taking me. So my question for you tonight is, when God speaks to you, do you actually listen? One of the stories that I love the most in the Bible is about Moses' mom. And due to time, I'm just going to paraphrase it for you. Or I don't even know if that's the correct word, but I'm going with it. She gave birth to him. She had to hide him because the king ordered everyone to kill all the male babies in the city. So she hid him for about 3 months and couldn't hide him any longer. So she made him a basket, put him in the river, and had to let him go with the only thing she had left, which was faith. She gave up everything in her world, which was her baby. And I don't know about you, but me as a mom, that would be the hardest thing I would ever have to do. But God protected him, and because of the obedience of his mother, Moses went on to lead people to freedom. During the second day at Cherish, Pastor Dana did an incredible offering message. When she started the message, I had a number in my head. And I'm like, yep, this is the number. I'm going with it. She kept going with the message. And she said, what miracle are you believing for? What are you doing or what are you sacrificing to let God get that miracle to you? So God says, Kelsey, I want you at a zero to that number. And I'm like, no, God, we're believing for a house. That's everything I have in my savings. I can't give that to you. So I wrestled back and forth with him, and I text my husband. And this is the exact text that I sent him. I said, I need you to pray right now, capitalize, about what to pay to Vision Builders. I got a number, but I want you to confirm it. He literally waits an hour to write me back. How many of you know that an hour is a long time to wait for something that you're waiting for your husband to confirm? But he writes me back saying, hey, baby. God hasn't given me a number, and I believe it's because you already know the number. I trust you, and I trust God. Do what he's leading you to. I know it's still hard for me to swallow, but I wish that I could say it was easy for me to release that amount of money to God. But honestly, I cried a lot. And I wrestled with God a lot. And then I heard him say to me, Kelsey, where's your heart? I promised you a house. And I need you to release your heart to me so I can get that down payment of the house for you. He told me that if I can trust you in the little, I can trust you in the big. So in that moment, I had a choice, and I could either choose to continue to control our finances and what we were trying to do and trying to make on our own with this house we were believing for, or I could do what Moses' mother did and release it up to God with 100% faith that God was going to do something so great with it. So as I close tonight, God put it on my heart to pray for two sets of people And if the keys would come up, which I know is my girl Emma. The first group of people are those of you that feel like you never hear from God. And you question yourself about it, or you question God about it. But you need breakthrough in that. And then the second group of people I'd love to pray for are people who are believing for a miracle that's something only God could do. So if we could all stand up. If you fall in that first group where you feel like you never hear from God and you want breakthrough in that because you're dying to hear from Him, I would love for you to raise your hand. And if you're around somebody who's raising their hand, I'd love for you to lay hands on them and pray and believe with them. So God, I thank you for each and every person that is raising their hand tonight. I thank you that tonight is a night where there's going to be breakthrough for each and every one of them. I thank you that there are things you've been trying to get to them for years that they're going to start to hear so clearly because their ears are open to hear you and their hearts are ready to receive it and walk forward in it. God, I thank you that there is a move that's happening tonight in North County, that you're going to shake up some lives tonight, that people are going to walk in their destiny and their calling that you have called for them, that there's a breakthrough in each and every single one of them, God. I thank you for strength that's going to rise up in each and every one of these people, that when God speaks to them, that there's no fear coming against them in Jesus' name, that they're able to walk forward in His authority, God. I thank you for that. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. And if you fall in the second group where you're believing for a miracle only God can do, and I hope my husband raises his hand for this, I would love for you to raise your hand. And if you're around somebody raising their hand, lay hands on them and believe with each and every one of us. God, I thank you for your children. I thank you that these are miracles that are of you, God. God, I thank you that you are blessing each and every one of their heart's desires. God, I thank you that their dreams are coming to pass, God. I thank you for houses that people are believing for that have no idea how they're going to get it, but those houses are coming to pass. I thank you that those houses are going to be miracles that are going to help other people shift in their life. I thank you for babies. I thank you that babies are going to be born, that there's something stirring up in these women's wombs, that there's no fear against that right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for restoration in families, God. I thank you that there's families that are going to come together like they've never come before because they see your joy and your light all over it. God, I thank you for just new vision in people's lives, vision and callings that they're stepping into. I thank you for businesses that there is breakthrough in each and every business, that you're going to open the floodgates of heaven and pour down so much financial freedom on each and every one of those businesses. And in your name I pray, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.